From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. The European Union said renewed fighting in eastern Ukraine this week is the most serious breach of the ceasefire that was agreed to in February by the warring sides. Speaking to reporters in Brussels Thursday, the EU's Executive Commission spokeswoman said that the most recent fighting is likely to create a new spiral of violence and suffering. She called on the warring sides to respect the Minsk ceasefire agreement reached in February by France, Germany, Russia, Ukraine, and pro-Russia separatists. The agreement envisions a ceasefire and withdrawal of troops and heavy weapons, leading to a lasting solution to the conflict in eastern Ukraine. Hong Kong is holding a candlelight vigil to commemorate the anniversary of China's 1989 crackdown on pro-democracy protesters in Tiananmen Square. Thousands of people packed Hong Kong's Victoria Park for the rally Thursday, which this year takes place just days ahead of a key vote to determine the territory's political future. The annual vigil is the only public event on Chinese territory where the Tiananmen massacre is remembered. Mainland authorities did not allow public discussion of the incident. Former FIFA Vice President Jack Warner says he has proof of financial dealings involving the organization's governing body and the 2010 general elections in his home country, Trinidad and Tobago. Warner, who has been charged in the FIFA corruption scandal, said in a televised address late Wednesday he has documents and checks that link FIFA with the Caribbean island nation's 2010 election. He says he will no longer keep secrets for people who seek to actively destroy Trinidad and Tobago's hard-won international image. This is VOA News. Rescuers in central China have recovered dozens more bodies from a sunken passenger ship that capsized in the Yangtze River as hope dims for finding more survivors. Only 14 people have been rescued since the ship went down in severe weather late Monday. The official Xinhua news agency said Thursday 39 more bodies were found after authorities cut through the hull of the upturned cruise ship, bringing the death toll to 65. Scores of family members broke through a police barricade late Wednesday as they marched toward the accident site, demanding information on missing relatives. Nearly 400 passengers, many of whom are elderly, remain missing. The U.S. military is conducting a sweeping review of the Defense Department's anthrax disease protocols after dozens of labs mistakenly received suspected live anthrax spores. VOA Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb has more.
The number of labs that received suspected live anthrax spores has jumped to 51, including labs in 17 states, the District of Columbia, and three foreign countries. Military lab technicians used radiation to deactivate hundreds of batches of live anthrax spores before shipping out samples for research and security use. The Pentagon says the military labs accidentally shipped live anthrax spores that survived the radiation.
After you kill the live spores, we do sterility testing to verify that we killed all of the spores. Those sterility tests did not detect the presence of live anthrax. We need to know why.
Carla Babb, VOA News, the Pentagon.
Former Florida Governor Jeb Bush will formally enter the race for the 2016 Republican presidential nomination on June 15th at a rally in Miami. Bush sent a Twitter message Thursday with the headline, "Coming Soon." The son and brother of two former presidents, George H.W. Bush and George W. Bush, 62-year-old Jeb Bush announced late last year he was taking preliminary steps towards a White House bid. But his entry into the race will immediately push Bush as the leading candidate in an already crowded and rapidly growing field of contenders. An explosion at a gas station in Ghana's capital has killed at least 73 people who has gathered for shelter during torrential rains. Ghanaian officials confirmed the accident Thursday. Reports from the scene said the explosion and resulting fire took place at a gas station and spread to nearby buildings. The cause of the explosion is still unclear. Officials say local hospitals have taken as many bodies as they can accommodate. The search for more victims continues, and officials have warned the death toll is likely to rise. I'm Bob Doty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.